KB4 CBA Mobile.
VWA Mobile, anybody out here this morning?
No, but I'm out here, KB4 CBA.
And crickets, and 4WRO.
I'm going to have to start singing, Hail, Hail, the gang's all here. How's everybody doing this morning?
Buddy, I'm doing fine.
Think and call me.
I tell you what, hey, David, some of them's got it made, don't they? Hey, so what are you doing out so early, Dave?
What do you think?
Well, I was going to say, I wasn't going to say that, but I'm kind of thinking that's the only thing that'll get you out early in the morning. Hey, Bill, he's a tennis playing fool.
Yeah, I hear him going and coming quite a bit over there.
Need my membership with USTA, and in fact, we have a tournament this weekend, tomorrow.
USGA?
So USTA.
I'm glad you clarified it. It sounded like you said USGA, and I was going to say, when did you take up golf?
That one summer, and that was all I could stand.
I don't know if Dave knows it or not, but I'll just go ahead and tell you. I've been banned from most golf courses around the area.
That's something I played that game twice in my life, and that was enough for me.
Rode down the fairway and hit that big pothole. Well, I can dig a hole faster with a 9-iron than you can with a shovel.
Okay.
What'd you get? Did you get caught in a lot of sand traps, Steve?
Oh, man. I'm talking about the fairways. I get about halfway down the fairway with a nice hook or a slice. You know, you could never tell whether it was going to hook or slice. And I go to hacking away right in the middle of the fairway. Them little course. Well, you know the guys that ride around in the golf carts checking the course and doing all that kind of stuff? He finally come over there and says, look, we've already got a drainage ditch.
Like your landscaping job, huh?
Like I said, faster with a 9-iron than you are with a shovel.
When I need to bury my coax, I'll call you.
You do that. You do that, bud. Now, speaking of coax, what are you back up in the trees?
Hey, neither is my antenna.
Somebody might want to buy that 7300. Well, okay, so it's going to be an ornament?
Antenna up. It's a nice ornament. You can come over and look at it anytime you want to. There's a fee at the door.
I hear you. Hey, Bill, I got my son-in-law. Well, he'll be my son-in-law on September 19th, but anyway, I got him out in the shed last night bouncing around, and I hit some FT8, and I managed to hit Chile and Aruba and Montevideo, some brothers, something like that. Yeah, it's on the west coast of Africa.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I sat there day before yesterday, and fired up the FT8 a little bit and picked up Cyprus and Romania.
Now, those that I named off, though, I didn't hit them with FT8. I was hitting them with voice.
Yeah. South America and Montserrat, you can hit with voice pretty easy from around here. At least that's what I found out. I talked to South America quite a bit.
Yeah, Brazil's pretty much a chip shot. Now, west towards Africa, now that's a little bit more difficult. But, hey, Dave, did I tell you I hit Israel here not too long ago?
Toward me. I don't think you've told me that.
Yeah, here about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I finally got over to Israel.
For FT8.
Dude, on voice.
Cool. Hey, you do know the Route 66 contest starts this weekend.
Well, that'd be all right, but I'm going to ride over to Spartanburg Saturday morning, and that's about the only time that Big Daddy's going to have for himself, because I'm going to be spending the rest of the weekend weddinging it in preparation for the 19th. I'm going to ride over to the Ham Fest over in Easley. I think I asked you, Dave. You're not going to go, are you?
Nah. I thought it was in Spartanburg. You say it's in Easley?
Excuse me if I had that impression. Excuse me, it's in Spartanburg.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you threw me for a curveball there for a minute.
Yeah, it's over in Spartanburg. It's at the old fairgrounds.
Yeah, okay. Nah, I ain't going. I got a bunch of other stuff I got going this weekend.
Well, I hope she's good looking. We are right up to the final countdown. We're 8 days out from the big day with the wedding. And I tell you what, the closer we get, the more bridezilla she gets.
That's why I'm glad I had boys. I didn't have to put up with that.
Well, let me just tell you real quick. Right now, around my house is my daughter, my wife, a female dog, and a female cat. The only other male influence in the house is a male dog, and he's been fixed, so I tread lightly.
I think I'd be heading to the camper.
I just, you know, go with the flow and write the checks.
Indeed. Been there and done that twice, so, you know, no, ma'am.
No, you can put your foot down and try to say, now, hold on a second now. Let me give you an example. As a leaving gift for the guests at the wedding, after the all ceremonies and all the stuff is done, they have spent $125 with the caterer for cake pops. That's little pieces of wedding cake on a stick wrapped in cellophane so they can take it home with them. Now, is that stupid or what?
Nope, I ain't going down that road.
I will. It's stupid. Wait, let me rephrase that. It's stupid. Golly. And all I can do is sit back and go,
So we need this. I said, go ahead. I didn't even ask how much you called. You know, I just figured, what the heck, you know, we'll just be broke forever. And we did that twice, so. Anyway, it was just tons of fun. I had the flu when I did my second daughter's wedding, and I was sick as a dog, and I was high on medicine, and I don't remember 1 second of it.
Man, that's tough. At least you could have had a little bit of fun out of it, huh?
Buzz going on, because I was hurting, golly, and just, I was sick as a dog, but, what are you going to do? tell your daughter I got the flu, huh? And so, anyway, I got through it, but I tell you, that was the worst day of my life. I felt like I worked 30 years just that one day.
Bill, what pearl of wisdom advice did you give your sons before they said I did?
Basically, just to smile and say, yes, ma'am, I'll take care of that.
But your wife, your sons, what did you tell your sons? What pearl of wisdom did you give your sons when they got married?
Yeah, that's what I told them. They just tell their wife, they just smile at their wife and say, yes, ma'am, I'll take care of that.
Ah, okay. All right. Yeah, I told my son a little something different.
Okay, we probably ain't gonna go there on the radio.
I'm gonna jump out of here, guys. KB4CBA, enjoyed it.
All right, Doug.
Be careful, Doug. Good game today. Now, I can tell you on the radio what I told him. I told him, I said, look, boy, marriage is gonna last you a lifetime, so pace yourself. You can't wear it out.
Okay. It's more WRO.
Figuring his age up right now, he is, he's 45, golly, my son's 45 years old now.
Uh-huh, yep, mine is too. My oldest is.
Bye.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, everybody knows what we were doing in 75 then.
Yeah.
I got a boy that, you know, I never had to worry about him out drinking, doing drugs, or breaking the law, or anything like that. The only thing I had to worry about with him was his lead foot.
We were really lucky with our two. They never had any issues like that at all.
He's a smart boy right now. Well, he did 11 years in the Navy and got his training in the Navy, and right now he's a civilian contractor in Fleming Island, Florida, at the Navy base there, working on right now he's working on F-18s. He's F-18 UH-60 Seahawk helicopter qualified. He's A300, Airbus A300, and 737 qualified for electronics.
Okay, so he's in the avionics world.
No. Well, I mean, he's qualified to swap radios and communications and navigation gear, but he doesn't actually do the repair on the gear, but he is qualified on all other systems, including red shirt systems on all those militaries.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right. I understand what he's doing.
Weren't you?
Oh, no, man. I was in the Chair Force 20 years.
I know that. I was just giving you a zinger.
Navy. Yeah, right.
Well, the Navy calls the Air Force Zoomies and the Triple Threat. You know what the Triple Threat was, right?
Pardon me.
Well, the Navy is an Air Force guy that can bomb them, strafe them, and then fall on them.
Okay.
High school with was an Air Force captain, and he used to call the Navy the Marine Corps taxi service.
Well, that's true.
The Coast Guard, the puzzle jumpers.
I had a nephew that was in the Coast Guard. He really enjoyed that.
Well, another fellow I went to high school with was in the Coast Guard also, except his MOS was an MST, a Marine Science Technologist, which is kind of a roundabout way of saying that he played with all the satellites. Yeah, well, he got in hack with his CO. He was stationed up at Quantico, and he told me to go out. He called me up one Sunday afternoon and says, go out on your back porch. Pick up a book and just sit there on your back porch for about an hour. And I did. And you know that rascal called me back in about 2 hours, and he told me what I was reading?
Yeah, I can believe that.
How much it cost to be passing those things to me?
Man, you just dropped in a hole. You were totally scratchy. I couldn't even read that.
Stand by. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Was informed of cost of retasking one of those satellites. They did not appreciate that.
Yeah, really. Hey, you got real scratchy again.
Highway 357 as it goes by the highway department in Greer?
Nah, I'm not real familiar with that area.
It's a real, real, real deep low place, and I should be getting okay now.
Yeah, you're fine now.
He used to have fun before they finished his training and did a bunch of other stuff. You know, they took him out, and he's got pictures of him in one of the bays up north in the wintertime with a small sledgehammer. And he's out on one of those big buoys, and he's knocking ice off of the top of the buoy. And he was a buoy tender for a short time. And he kept asking the CO why they attached that big 8-pound hammer to him with a strap. They said, well, in case you slip, we don't want you to lose the hammer. He said, but what if I slip and go over? That thing will drag me down. He said, don't slip.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I got to get out of here. I got to run back up in here in the house for a few minutes. I'll be back out in a little bit. Drive safe out there, buddy.
Hey, try to behave yourself out there. And I always enjoy talking to you. And I'll be talking to you probably, I'll try to give you a call this weekend about that little toy.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good to me. All right, we'll catch you later. N4WRO.
Call sign one more time.
4WRO. November 4, Whiskey Radio Oscar.
You say NW4RO. I don't know. Hey, I'm old. I'll catch you later, bud. KN4VWA, clear.
Roger that.